This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 218, Why IELTS Writing Task 2 is Easier Than You Think.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out how to answer two common task two questions that don't fall into the problem solution category or the opinion category. Hey there, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing well. I think I'm just warmer than you. I think that's why I'm doing well.
That's probably the case, yes. Yeah, this time of year is rough in Boston. About mid-February to mid-March is a tough time of year for me and for a lot of Bostonians because the winter's been dragging on and it's like you're just tired of being cold all the time.
For sure. I was thinking that last night, like, and it's not even as cold, but I was sitting outside with just like a sweater and a jacket. I was like, I can't wait just to wear a t-shirt. Like, I'm doing way too much laundry right now because I'm just wearing so many clothes.
Yeah. Personally, I like jorts, you know, jean shorts. Love them. The cutoffs. Oh, I totally miss those. Can't wait to get those on again.
I know. Totally. Oh, it'll be so nice. And even like exercising, you know, like you have to wear like longer pants and a long sleeve shirt to exercise or whatever. And it just, I'm just basically sick of doing laundry. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's right. So basically we want spring is what we're trying to say.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about some questions that we got in the Facebook group.
Okay.
We've noticed a trend in the type of questions we're getting about writing task two because more and more often students are seeing these questions that are not strictly argument. They're not strictly problem solution. So in a previous episode, we did talk about mixed questions. If you guys want to go to our website and just search writing task two, you'll see that it's recent. So today we thought we'd talk about two specific examples of these like really difficult questions.
Yeah, I love that idea. This is key and this is huge, guys. And when you join our course, you do get a chance to join the private Facebook group, right? It's a closed group. It's only available for students in the course. And Jessica, you're pretty good about getting back to people. I'd say you usually get back to people within a day or even faster, sometimes a few hours. And that's just fantastic.
Sometimes like instantaneously. It's, you know, carrying a smartphone. I was just listening to someone talk about this yesterday. When you're carrying your phone with you, you're carrying your office with you.
Oh my gosh, it's so true.
Which, you know, can be a disadvantage for some people because they don't want to work all the time. But for me, it is freedom. I like doing this. I mean, and it's just, you know, it takes me like a minute just to look at the whatever, look at this and reassure the student or answer the grammar question, explain vocabulary. You know, it doesn't take that long. And I could just like take my dog for a walk and be like, Ozzy, stay there and like answer a question and keep walking.
That's so cool. Wow. That is so cool. And I know that I'm assuming that a lot of the big brand name courses just don't do this, right?
Oh,
they don't have this
no.
level of personal contact. You know, when you're in our course, guys, you get to know Jessica, you get to know me, you get your answers quickly and you get to know the other people in the course, which is super, super cool.
Well, shoot. I mean, even in a language school, you can't just call your teacher at any time. You only talk to that teacher, you know, for 2 hours a week or four hours a week. And that's it. Outside of class time, you don't have any other resources. Like you're on your own unless you form a study group with other students. But with our closed Facebook group, other students and me and Lindsay, we're there all the time. Like somebody responds to you, even if it's another student, right? Like, or one of us, somebody responds to you like right away.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. And so these questions came right out of the Facebook group, right? Yeah. These are questions that the students in our course had gone through our course. They were digging into our materials, and then they had a very specific question that they needed answered quickly. So right. These are the questions. Let's go into it, Jessica.
Okay, cool. So the first task two question, and I don't know where they're getting these from, but they do seem like valid IELTS questions to me. Like they could definitely pop up on the test. So the first, task two question is, people use the internet for medical advice and to do medical checkups rather than directly meeting with doctors in a hospital, or doctors in an office, I guess would be better. And then why do they need this advice? Or well, I get it's, I don't think she, I think there's a typo. I don't think she typed that correctly.
Okay.
But I think it's like, why are they using the internet for this? And then discuss your viewpoints on this. So her question was like, what is this, an opinion essay? Is it like, what is this?
Yeah. That's a good question. So, yeah. So what's the answer?
Yeah. So guys, remember that IELTS task two questions, they always look the same, all right? So you have 1 to 3 sentences that explain a problem or explain an opinion or even two opinions, all right? That's the beginning. And that just, that doesn't tell you what kind of essay to write. That tells you what the topic is. That's it, okay? So what you really need to focus on, guys, is those next, that next line or those next two lines, because that tells you what to write. So in this case, that first question is, why are people using the internet for this? So that's going to be your paragraph two. So that's like causes, right? So, because this is more like a problem solution essay than anything else. So paragraph two will be about causes for this phenomenon. And then that after that question, it says, discuss your viewpoints on this. So that's obviously asking you for your opinion. So paragraph three, you talk about your opinion on this phenomenon. Ooh. So anytime there are two questions like this, like what are the causes of this? What are some solutions? Is this advantageous? What is your opinion? Like anytime there are two separate instructions like that, it's super easy. Just the first one in paragraph two and the second one in paragraph three. Yeah.
Very straightforward, actually. I think that one problem that our students have that a lot of people tend to do when they know a lot about IELTS and they're getting to know more about IELTS is that they overthink things, right?
Yeah, no, totally. That's, I just had, so the students in our course, you guys, they have a choice to upgrade to have a special one-on-one class with me. And I just had a class with a student the other day. He's in Brazil and wait, is he in Brazil? No, he's in another country. Anyway, but he's a doctor, okay? So intelligent, so smart. I mean, just really high level. And he sent me some of his writing because that's what he wanted to focus on in the class time. And he wasn't getting above a 5 or 6 in his writing. Because he was overthinking things. That was the biggest problem. Yeah.
This is a common problem for highly intelligent people.
Yeah, totally. And I was telling him, I was like, this is a problem that many other students wish they had. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I'm really glad that you met with me today because I can see exactly what you're doing wrong and I could tell you exactly how to solve it. That's to really raise good. Your writing scores. You know, like it was really easy to see, easy to correct. And he was like greatly relieved. And actually signed up for another class. So like it went well. It was awesome. But that's like that was the main thing. I was like, dude, like this is sad for me because you have everything you need in your head to get a 7 or higher. You're holding back, you know?
Exactly. And he should not be held back from his life vision, where maybe he wants to go abroad and be a doctor abroad. I'm not sure exactly what his vision is, but someone at that level of professionalism, of professional certification should be able to live through that dream. And now he hopefully will be able to do that because he's met with you and now he knows how to channel his intelligence and his resources. Yeah.
Definitely. You know, it's those, another student kept saying the phrase, an aha moment the other day. And that's really what happens in these, online classes that I have with our students. It's like, they just need to check in with somebody, right? Cause it's like, they already kind of suspect what they need to do, but they're not confident in that. And so they overthink things or they change their answers. And then I tell them, I was like, you know what? That overall trend is too complicated, dude. Like that, it's just not clear enough. Can't score highly. And then he's like, oh, Yes, I can see that. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, it's really awesome. Yeah. So yeah, but this is an interesting task to question them. Yeah. It's very current, very modern. Lindsay, have you just gone online for like diagnoses or anything?
Of course. And it's terrible, right? So I've done it many times and it always just sends me into this spin cycle in my head. Oh my God. I diagnose myself with the worst possible disease, right? It's disastrous for our mental health.
Oh my God. Like terrible. I know. If you go on like WebMD or something, or not even that, you just go to Google and like, for example, a couple months ago, I really did this. I had a swollen lymph node, which like happens when you have colds and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I had a swollen lymph node.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like a tiny red dot on my skin or something. And like you put both of those things together, like in a Google search, and like the most horrible stuff comes up. Like third world diseases that don't even exist anymore. And I'm like convinced that I have this.
And it's and then we start losing sleep and it's just bad. And we start telling everyone that we have this disease. It's like
I know. And then like due to like the lack of sleep and the stress, you just get sicker.
And then you get that disease probably.
Right?
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
You convince yourself? Totally. Yeah. I know. And then like finally I went to Zoom care or something and I was like so worried and I was talking to the doctor. She's like, it's, you know, allergies.
Oh, geez. Oh, all right. Yeah, great. Look at that. Yeah, it's almost never as bad as we think.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. And so there are a lot of reasons for this, I think, in the U.S., right? I mean, some things that came to mind for me were just the increasing cost of healthcare.
Of course.
Right? It's getting more expensive.
Right.
Course.
So what Lindsay and I are talking about now, this conversation, would be used to answer that second question. Why are people using the internet for this? So we can give very specific examples from our own life, right? Like maybe kind of laziness, but also just lack of time. You don't have time to make an appointment and wait 3 weeks and go see a doctor 40 minutes away, right? So going online is super fast. So these examples would be like perfect, very specific in this paragraph too. So the causes, high cost, lack of time.
Lack of time, high cost. Just the accessibility of the, it's kind of like the internet is our go-to resource now. We go there for everything. So why not for our, instead of our doctor's visits, right?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I know. We use it for literally everything else. You can order groceries. You can like do everything. So, okay. So those are three really good reasons. And then you guys could think of amazing specific examples as well.
Our closed Facebook group is one of the best parts of our course, where students in our course have a chance to ask questions and get support from Jessica and other students in the course. Guys, if you want to be a part of this community, the Three Keys IELTS Success System, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get your target score and move on with your life vision. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
And then the third paragraph will be about our opinion about this problem. Like, discuss your view on this. So what's your opinion about this phenomenon?
Well, my opinion is that it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. You know, we're not doctors. And the problem is anyone can write anything they want on the internet. I don't think people realize how unregulated the internet is.
Right.
Maybe by now we do. We're starting to realize that. Anyone can start a blog. Anyone can write anything they want. They don't need any kind of degree. And we can send ourselves into some real emotional turmoil, right?
We've seen this in questions from students when they search for IELTS advice online.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They get really bad advice. And then we could spend a whole show talking about the bad advice. And we have, we've addressed those questions before, but it's the same thing. Like you don't know what you're reading online. And, so I think both of us, our main opinion, like the basic opinion is this is a negative development. And then of course you could think of examples to support that. Why is it negative? And then like we were talking about, for example, you lose sleep, you make yourself yourself sicker. Like, that supports that view, right? Like, why it's negative. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I know. I think it's a, yeah. So this would be a good question to answer. I mean, and it's more straightforward than we may think to answer this question. It sounds like that's kind of the overall point today.
Exactly. Exactly. Guys, when you get these mixed question types, it's not as hard as you think. It really isn't. You just, it's like the advice, it's how I teach students in our course to approach writing task one. You know, I have this very simple three-step system of planning, and it just organizes every task one question for you. And it's once you see the example and you practice, you can answer every task one question ever. But yes. the basic underlying idea there is that you have to make things clear and simple. Complicated gets you lower grades, I promise you. Clear and simple is how we organize stuff. So same here. So it transfers over to task two. If you have, for example, in the previous episode about mixed questions, we talked about if there are two sentences in that first part of the question, and they're kind of about different topics. That's fantastic. It's easy. Just one sentence in paragraph two, talk about the other sentence in paragraph three. Okay. So let's move on to the second question. We spent a long time talking about the first one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So another student in our course actually took a picture of a task two question. It looks like it's from a Cambridge book. It says, as the world becomes technologically advanced, computers are replacing more and more jobs. All right. So that's that first part I'm talking about that tells you the topic. And then where it tells you what essay to write, it says, describe some job positions that may be lost because of computers and discuss at least one problem that may result. This sounds like kind of an old topic to me.
It's already old, right? Already outdated. It is. Right?
Totally. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. So she's like, is this a problem solution? And well, yeah, kind of. Mixed, right? It's mixed. So we focus on that second part because there are two parts. It tells you what to write in your body paragraphs. It says, describe some job positions that may be lost because of computers. That's paragraph two. And discuss at least one problem that may result. And so that's a consequence or an effect, right? And that's paragraph three. So it's not rocket science here. You brainstorm about those two things and you put them in your essay.
It's easier than we think.
Yeah. What? I mean, this is such like an old idea. I feel like it's from a sci-fi movie in 1984. So I don't know. It feels really old to me. It's so old. It's hard for me to think of examples. Like what job positions are being lost because of computers today? I don't know.
Well, I think there are modern versions of it, right?
Sure.
I mean, there are things, for example, I was thinking about Uber and Lyft. I mean, you think about the taxi dispatcher, right? The taxi industry itself is definitely going to be on the downswing, I think, because of technology, the Uber app, right? But definitely the dispatcher, because no one needs to call anyone anywhere to be assigned a taxi, like to have the taxi,
That's
go.
True.
Like it's just, and you just.
Yeah. All the people like staffing that office as well, like any sort of administration. Or something. That's true. But you know what? Like that's not because of computers per se. That's because of the internet.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's
okay.
Why it's difficult to think about this because the internet is not synonymous with computers.
But well, that's a good question though. If we were to answer that and use a more modern example of, couldn't we say that because we use this Uber on our computer, on our smartphone,
but we
which
don't
is a computer,
exactly because we don't use it on, like, I don't call Uber on my laptop. I use my phone, and my phone isn't technically a computer. Or is it?
Oh, so is, I don't know. I think of my phone as a computer. Well, that's a good question. I actually was thinking my phone is a little mini computer.
That's true. I think as
I don't
long
know,
as
that's
we,
tricky.
Like, because, I mean, just from looking at it from, like an examining standpoint, if I were to look at this question and like grade the essay response to it, it would have to address, it has to be direct. It has to address it. So computers would have to be like in your essay, you'd have to say, well, these days our smartphones are our computers. Like as long as you, acknowledge that, then you'd be fine.
Okay. Good. So yeah, no, that's a really good point. point to highlight here, you know, because my first thought was just to go ahead and talk about a more current version, like an app, right? That again, we have on our smartphones. And the assumption is that we realize that it's a computer or it's on the computer, but not necessarily. So we need to connect the dots.
That's why it seemed like such an old fashioned question to me, because I feel like any factory that is going to be run by robots or computers or whatever, like that's already done. Like that's, people have lost those jobs a decade ago. That's done. So like, what does it mean today? I don't know. It's interesting to look at. Maybe it is useful for our students to go through old test questions and try and put them in modern contexts. I think that would be like a really creative sort of exercise.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder when that question was written,
put out there. I know. I'll have to ask when that book was published. I feel like it's like Cambridge One or something. I don't know. Okay. Wow. We've talked a lot about this today.
Yeah, we just like to talk, you know.
Well,
we'll be back again tomorrow to talk some more.
If you find any old IELTS questions like this, if you want to leave them in the comment section for this episode and maybe we could talk about it. But again, if you're in our course, then you could talk about us. Talk about us. Well, you could talk about us. You could talk to us right away at any time. So I think that helps in the anti-anxiety thing that we're going for. It helps keep you guys calm to have access to us.
I think you're right. I think that's a huge piece of it, guys. And if you're ready to get into our course, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can enroll today and get started this weekend, or this week rather, because today is only Tuesday.
Oh, geez. Yeah. We have a whole week to go.
All right, cool. It's been fun, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today, and I'll see you here tomorrow.
All right, cool. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.